the advisor.
Now, as the pandemic and the advice to work from home where possible continues, the challenges that this poses for employers and their staff has prompted the Health and Safety Executive to issue fresh guidelines on the novel issues faced by lone workers. The guidance focuses on dealing with the stress and mental health problems that might arise. Naz Dossa is chair of the British Security Industry Association's Lone Worker Section Committee and joins us now. Afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
So just outline what the new guidelines say.
So a lone worker is normally someone who works by themselves without close or direct supervision. So, for example, we think of people like delivery drivers, health workers, security staff. But what the Health and Safety Executive did is extended that to those working at home, which brings an obligation and a duty of care to employers and to employees to think about themselves differently, despite them not working in their normal place of work.
And is this a sort of realization that, you know, what we saw with home working at the start of the pandemic, when it was a very much an emergency and we thought temporary measure at that stage, is this a sign now that this way of working is becoming a permanent thing for many people?
Yeah, I very much think that this is more the norm. It's made businesses adapt. It's made workers adapt. And I think it's proved that you can remain productive whilst you're not physically in an office. However, what I think it does in the health and safety guidelines were updated to reflect this is that employers must keep in touch and be able to respond to any potential incidents that may occur. And I think that keeping in touch piece is key because there we've seen a number of reports around mental health issues of workers feeling isolated from their managers and colleagues from the business, leading to stress and anxiety.
And when we talk about this being guidelines, then how do we sort of get employers and companies to actually make sure they are carrying out their responsibilities here?
So yeah, I think it's a good point. This is guidelines that are put out there, but I think that it's the point around the duty of care that employers should be carrying out for their workers. And I also think there's some responsibility on the employee to say, hey, look, here's the situation I am in. Perhaps I don't have a dedicated office space at home, or I'm feeling a little bit detached, and the check-in and the communication needs to be increased because of that.
And does it mean that employers will need to make sure that staff have got everything they need to work from home in the way in which they would in an office, for example?
Yeah, so it's an interesting area, and I think I would encourage employers to absolutely assess and check on even current working patterns that employers are undertaking. The health and safety obligations are limited to an employee's place of work, but that could also mean their home office. And that means whilst they're not responsible for the chair and the desk and et cetera, they do need to ensure that it's a safe environment and that the individual has the ability to report back on any potential incident that may happen.
So it doesn't still qualify as a workplace then, does it, if you're working from home?
It does, yeah. It does extend as a workplace. Absolutely, it does. The environment itself does.
Okay.
And the obligation for the employer does as well.
Yeah, which is important. Okay, thanks very much for talking to us. Naz Dossa, the chair of the British Security Industry Association's Lone Worker Section Committee.